a popular Outcast production.
Look at that. We got it. No. Wiggles.
So this is going to be like 20 minutes of silence, right?
No.
Crickets.
No. Okay, so apparently we're not doing witty banter to open this up, so let's get right into it.
I tried to.
Try harder, Ashley.
Yeah, you didn't try.
All right, episode 55, Girls and Girls Podcast. What's up?
Hi.
We have two guests, not one, but two guests in the studio this week. You know us because, you know, we're here every week, so whatever. If you don't know us, that's not my problem.
We're off to a great start.
You know what, Ashley? I'll just kick you out.
I'm not trying.
We have five people and four microphones. We don't need you.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't even have my own microphone.
You don't even have your own headphones.
She's
either.
Using my mic.
Now what? That's right.
So our guests.
Yeah, we have guests. Look at that. That hasn't happened for a little while. I mean, other than Bill, but Bill's like, I don't know, Bill's kind of like our foreign correspondent.
He doesn't count.
So... Guests.
We've said the word guests like four times without actually introducing anyone.
Yeah,
we are joined today by the lovely Kaylin Krotzer.
Yeah, that's me. Hi.
Hi. And Gretel.
Mendoza.
Mendoza.
You got it.
No idea.
Something Spanish.
Yeah. I just gazed at it several times on Facebook and I didn't even register like the pronunciation. So
it's just something.
Speaking
Spanish.
Of not registering, I don't know if any of you caught in the conversation. Ethan, guest for the next episode, asked what Ashley's house looked like.
Oh yeah.
And Ashley's like, yeah, blah, 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 it's gray. And I'm like, your house is gray? How did I not know?
And I was like, you've been here literally hundreds of times.
I had no idea.
Okay, I'm not alone then.
I really
All right,
know.
Awesome.
Show.
Yeah.
I thought about it then, and actually I have no idea what color your house is either.
I looked at your house the other day, Aislinn, and I was like, oh, tan.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
nice. I was thinking blue. No.
No, not so much.
We used to be the pink house in Winfield, but they needed re-siding.
In the microphone, Ashley.
They needed re-siding. I can't tell. I don't have a freaking.
I know.
Just put your mouth to it.
There we go.
But we needed they needed re-siding, and the pink was too expensive to continue doing pink, so they just had to choose another color. And the neighbors came over and thanked them, like, "Oh, thanks. We didn't want a pink house anymore." And they're just like, "We liked the pink."
Aww.
Screw you! I'm gonna go buy pink paint right now.
Yeah. But it's just so expensive. But you know,
I imagine neutral colors are probably your cheapest.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But it's nice. It's like a nice house.
Yeah.
I like it. So.
We actually have an agenda this week.
We have a purpose.
That like never happens. Well, it's kind of like, so.
We do small talk for 20 minutes and then find a topic.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Lucky.
Yeah. Sometimes we just wander and then doing what I'm doing right now. It's fine.
Goddamn rabbit trails.
Yeah. So there was an explosion, if you will, of comments on a Facebook post that Ashley made a little over a week ago now. Yeah.
And it wasn't even anything serious. It was just me sharing an article I read
about.
And continue. I will voice my problems with this.
Okay.
Air quotes article in a
right.
minute.
Anyway, okay. So it was just something that I had read on Facebook, which, take it for what you will, probably isn't all of that reliable of a source because, you know, it's Facebook. But
it's the internet. It tends to not be reliable.
So I read an article about this girl who had posted like a blog post about how she got in trouble with her school, or almost got in trouble with her school, for wearing a shirt or a dress that... It was a dress? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was completely okay as far as school policy, but there were these boys that were making comments to her. And she wasn't comfortable with the comments, so she went over, talked to the boys about what they did wrong and, like, why she was offended at what they were saying. Like, things like nice tits and... She wasn't very happy with all that. So she went over and very calmly voiced her opinion on what she thought. And then they started being like, the one guy was like, okay, well, it's okay. So he leaned in for a hug and she's like, okay, sure, fine, we're all right, I'll give you a hug. He leans around and grabs her ass, like underneath her dress. So then she starts screaming at him and it got to the point where they were screaming at each other's face and I think she punched him.
I think he went to hit
he
her.
He raised his hand.
He raised her hand, yeah.
And she beat him to it.
Right.
Yeah.
So she ended up not getting in trouble with the school. But the problem with the article was the problem with the situation.
She did get in trouble. Like, they immediately, like, escorted her away.
Right. They escorted her away, but they didn't actually, like, suspend her or anything.
Yeah.
So she went to her next class and told her next teacher about it, and her teacher escorted her back to the principal's office, where they called the police and got the boy reprimanded for sexually harassing
her. Well, also...
And assaulting her.
The officer, one of the school, like...
Somebody did.
Yeah.
Right, one of the security guards was like, well, you shouldn't have been wearing such a low cut, which she is a bigger busted woman.
Yeah, it was... Had she had a smaller chest, it wouldn't have been an issue.
It wasn't even revealing. Like, it was a
No, I saw it. There was, like, no cleavage.
Right. Which, good for her for finding a dress that can fit boobs, because that is a task.
Yeah.
I have been there. It is awful.
I have problems finding dresses that aren't too big in the top. Right.
No, I have the opposite
problem. I have the same problem.
Yay!
Twins!
So, this created an uproar of, within 24 to 48 hours, of over 300 comments.
Yeah, it got bananas. Like, I didn't read any of the comments. Like, my partner, Jeff, he had participated a little bit earlier on, and then was like, I'm done. He's like, I can't.
Can I just say that I loved Jeff's comments every single time, because he was trying to lighten the mood so desperately, trying to, like, make the situation a little bit lighter.
When there was one girl who was saying a lot of things in particular, and she told someone to put their money where their mouth is, and he just said, please don't do that. Money is very dirty.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I loved that.
I loved it.
That's great. I kind of want to go back and read it, but it's just like, I don't need that stress.
Yeah.
It will stress you out.
I heard things. And I'm just like,
I lost sleep over this Facebook feed. Like,
I kept looking back at it. It was very haunting.
I actually had to switch from my phone to my iPad because my phone went dead.
Oh, geez.
And I had to switch, like, back to my iPad because, like, in order to read everything and to keep up with everything, I had to, like, keep going back, because once this one girl started going on and she was so horribly wrong in everything she was saying and so sexist.
Which isn't something that we like to say. Like, I don't like to say that somebody is wrong in everything that they're saying.
Yeah.
But like, human moral code, like, that some of the stuff
she was being
totally
disrespectful.
Yeah,
right. And she was saying things just to be hateful and just to get a rise out
of
people.
That's just not cool.
So basically, the essence of what she was saying was that, women who wear certain clothing deserve to be sexually assaulted because they should know better. Basically,
I think it started out not being so much that. Honestly, how I read her comments initially was, you know, it sucks that happens, but you need to be responsible for yourself, and it's your responsibility to protect yourself. Which, you know, I don't necessarily agree with. I see what maybe she would... I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt and say maybe I kind of hope that I see maybe where you're coming from, and that maybe you just believe that women should be empowered to protect themselves, which is totally not how it came across.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what the girl tried to do. Like, she tried to shut it down immediately.
Yeah.
But was unsuccessful.
Then, yeah, and then once she started going, it just turned into this huge hot mess, because then she started getting, like, really angry and defensive, and then she started saying really, really horrible things. Like, no matter what the context of what anyone else was saying, like, there is no reason you need to stoop to that level, like, whatsoever.
And in the beginning, a lot of people were trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
and trying to just, like,
they're trying to have more of a polite discourse, rather than
very quickly, like, just, like, shot.
That's really unfortunate that, you know.
I just wanna.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
At one point, I said it's very sad that a woman thinks that way, and not just a woman, a human being, to be thinking that sort of way.
290 comments.
You know,
if you like saying that anyone deserves to be harassed or any like,
or especially
no matter what,
we're not even talking about getting catcalled. We're talking about someone who opened up on the feed, several people, including myself, about my personal experience, and then her being like, you know what, that's on you. Like, no, that's not okay.
It's not.
It would never be the fault of any kind of victim for that situation. And I think she was saying that to get a rise out of people.
She
absolutely.
I cannot believe in my heart that she absolutely believes that way.
Especially
as a mother.
She came out as a mother of two daughters. Like,
oh gosh, no.
There's no way you feel that way.
Well, she did say
she got uber offended about how I was like, aren't you the mother of two? I worded it very poorly, but I was trying to say, you are the mother of two children who I'm assuming are girls because of the way that they dress on Facebook, and you're, you know, but I don't want to assume one way or another what gender they identify with. She took that as me saying that her girls, which they are, she finally came out and said that they do identify as girls, as me saying that they look like boys because of how they dress.
No, I think you were
and
just
like,
trying
you're
to
not,
ease.
I'm just,
ease whatever tension
was
like,
there. I was like, I'm not trying to be mean to you. And she actually posted like the comment that I had said on her wall.
Taking things way out of context.
Right,
congratulations.
To take things extremely out of context. And like, I'm just like, I'm just saying, if you have two daughters, you have two human beings who you are raising, and you would be okay with the fact that if they walked out in the dresses that this girl was in this article and got raped, you would say that it is their fault?
Yeah.
And she was like, tell me where I said that. And I'm just like, here is a quote of you saying that.
That's what got me, is that every time she was like, tell me where I said that, there would be like two or three people that would be like, copy paste. And then she's like, no, but like, no. And I'm like, what?
At one point I did that, and
she
totally disregarded it.
Yeah, no direct response
whatsoever. You can't fight with people on the internet. It just doesn't work.
Kelsey was like, give me give me proof.
Yeah, someone sent a thing, an article that was .com, and she was like, I want to see .org or .edu.
Yeah, .com is not reliable.
I posted like five.
Jeff
EDU.
Said he was going to make sure it's out of the
Yeah.
And then she still didn't read any of it.
Yeah, she's
she
like, well.
She came out and said that she never read any of the articles that we posted, including the original one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of it.
Which, by the way, I mean, I question everything that is on the internet, especially things that are shared multiple times on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And just, like, the fact that it's just a picture, and then it's, like, a big black bar underneath it with white text, I'm like, I'm not saying that this isn't awful, but I do kind of question whether or not it's true.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's nothing on the girl. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not doing victim blaming, like, oh, that never fucking happened. Like, this is ridiculous. It's like, Is this real? I mean, this is the internet. You can just make shit up.
But what is really sad to me is that it does reflect something that is very real and that does happen all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that, I think that was the major point, is that whether it's true or not, there is a bigger issue that needs to be addressed here. And, you know, Ashley was calling that to attention, not necessarily, you know, we need to rally around this particular individual.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, this is a call to attention for everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my high school life, That was extremely difficult because I'm from the South, where there's a lot of an of more. If you think it's bad here, it's worse there. Just because there's still a lot of, you know, races hang out together.
Yeah,
the girls need to be separated from the boys because the boys have all the power and the boys are, you know, macho and whatever. And there was a similar situation that happened to me, and I posted it on the feed where a kid on the school bus, which by the way is the reason why I will never let my kids ride a school bus.
Oh yeah.
I was on the back of the bus and I was getting up to leave, minding my own business, and the individual behind me wrapped his arms around me and tried to like grope me, and I turned around and punched him so hard he hit the back of the bus. But the bus driver was a huge advocate for me as a friend of mine's mother. But the cops made me call my father and describe in detail where he touched, how he touched, everything. So I was completely humiliated in front of my principal, my teachers, the police officers, and the individual that was waiting outside. So I still had to attend school with this person. I still had to ride the bus with him every single day. And if it happened again, what am I going to do? If he, you know, brings a weapon to retaliate against me, what am I supposed to do? Hit him again?
Yeah.
You know, there's a huge issue with that. And regardless of the validity of this particular individual's story, it makes me really upset when there are situations like what happened on Facebook, because she's reading my mail. Like, this is exactly what happened to me. And here's this person saying, you know what? That's on you. And I'm like, I was literally not even engaged with this person at all. So that's what got me really fired up about it, was like, it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
This person has a serious issue
mm-hmm.
with boundaries, and that's not my problem at all. And if you're saying that it is, then I feel like maybe you share in that issue with boundaries.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just want to read one of the comments that she left, just to give our listeners a frame of reference too. And I'm kind of looking through this feed of 300 comments, so I'll probably just punctuate this podcast with a couple of them. One of the ones that I liked a lot is, she said, "I so often feel like I'm the only girl that would look at girls and what they are wearing and be like, yes, you are entitled to dress like a prostitute, and yes, that does make you a target for rape. Sorry, I live in 2014, the real world. It's the way it is." So,
go ahead, Ace.
Clothes yep. have nothing to do with rape.
Countless studies that it's not what a person is wearing.
Is it
in particular? And
a 6-year-old's fault if she gets raped because she was wearing a tank top and shorts?
And
is it an old woman's fault?
Yeah.
Same scenario.
You have to be smart. You have to be aware of your surroundings. If you're going to be walking around outside by yourself in the city at 2 a.m., probably, like, make yourself unnoticeable. Like, anybody would. Like,
and it's unfortunate that you would have to go through that, but
but we are humans. This is a dark world. That is what it is.
It sounds like a lot of the things that she says are just really, like, anti.
And didn't she attack everyone else for being so uneducated?
Right. Yes.
Which is really... Yes.
And I'm really, like, I feel awful that we're kind of, like, making this about her, because I really don't feel like she needs any more attention. Right. Like,
she will listen.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never
I'm
going
to send her a link. That's not the point. I don't mind if
I told her there will be a podcast, and I told her I will send her a link.
Don't give her any more
ammunition.
I think the point is, though, is that there are people that still feel that way, and that is perpetuating the issue that we have.
Yes.
And especially when they're women, because if you have women fighting against a battle that women are trying to progress and make advancements in, then you're going to be shooting us in the foot every time. So if I'm trying to teach my son that women have boundaries, people have boundaries, it doesn't matter what this person looks like or whatever, I'm the mother of a son. So my children could very well be in the same school as your children someday, and it is the responsibility of me as a parent to instill that in them. But if you're telling your kids that something totally off base, then they're going to come to an impasse and be totally confused. So from the angle of a parent, it's extremely frustrating to see other parents who are acting that way, because I'm like, my baby's going to have to deal with your ignorant baby someday, and I'm not going to be happy if my kid has to punch your kid in the face.
Yeah, and the I am I am so sick of the boys will be boys excuse.
Oh, no.
No. I mean, kids will be kids to an extent. Like, they all have the capability to be rowdy and whatnot. Expired trail mix, not so good, Ashley.
I just don't think I like that flavor.
Okay. That was a face. Oh, my God.
I think the boys will be boys thing only applies to boys jumping in mud puddles and getting dirt
like
on your brand new carpet.
Being rowdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the same aspect, my niece does that.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's a kid's thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true.
But people use it as an excuse for a lot of things.
Like, boys misbehaving, like, being disrespectful and whatnot. It's like, no, boys will be boys. It's like, if a girl did that, you would flip shit.
You know, I'm Mexican, and in the Hispanic culture, there are, men are taught at a very young age to be very inappropriate with girls.
Yeah.
And I see it at parties or reunions or whatever, whatnot. And they will bring their kids, and the little boys will lift the girl's skirt up or kiss her, and the little girl will be like, no, no. And it's okay. Everybody laughs, and everybody says, oh, look at that. That's so cute. But I think at a very early age, you should be teaching your children not to do that, because that is very inappropriate, and they will grow up to be like a lot of Hispanic males that think they have some kind of dominance over the woman.
I was at oh my gosh, I need to get over the sickness already. I was at a children's birthday party recently, and my daughter's an only child, and she doesn't get to see other kids a whole lot. And so she has a little bit of an issue with boundaries. We're trying, but she was very fond of hugging and kissing the other children at the party, and I'm just trying to pull her aside. I'd be like, sweetie, that's not okay. You need to ask before hugs and kisses. But, like, the other parents and people there are just like, oh, that's so cute. They like each other. I'm like, no, it's not okay. It's not. Don't encourage this. Exactly. And they're like, no, it's fine. They're kids. Let them be kids. And I was like, no, that's...
Yeah, but you have to instill...
That's going
to
transfer into her adult life.
Yeah, you need to instill value when they're very young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anytime I'm watching... I am not a mother, and I don't ever want to be, but...
Ashley, microphone.
Anytime I'm watching my niece, I try to just instill as much of my beliefs and as much as, like, I can humanly possibly do it. And I'm very happy that I have my brother who is teaching her to be very equal.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching her to be a very well-rounded individual, because he is raising her like, you're allowed to like guns. You're allowed to like hunting. You're allowed to like whatever you want. We don't care.
If you want to wear a princess dress hunting, cool.
If you want to wear a princess dress, cool. So anytime I'm watching her, I'm like, this is awesome. You're allowed to be whoever you want. And I just want to try to do that.
Can I read another section of the post?
Oh, that's God, Kelsey. To this?
I just want the reader, the listeners to know. Okay.
All right.
So Ashley Rose Dyer commented because she was talking about there was started to be a conversation about children and what we should teach them and what morals we should instill in them. And Ashley says, I'm an aunt of a beautiful person named Elena, and I will set the expectation that you can wear whatever you want, and if anyone has a negative reaction to it, you have every right to stand up for yourself, because clothes don't make the person. And then this girl's reaction was, and when she comes home after being called a slut and a whore and everything else, have fun for encouraging that, LOL. So, yeah.
Because, I just don't understand why her first jump is that you're going to let her walk out naked. You know what I mean?
Like exactly. Why does wearing whatever you want automatically mean, like, I'm going to wear a crop top and, you know, booty
shorts? No pants. Like, just nix the pants. Yeah, I don't understand that.
Exactly.
I was talking about if she wants to wear a tutu and cowboy boots.
That's
and
the
a
reaction
scuba
I got. I'm like, my kid wants to wear rain boots and a cowboy hat, then so be
you
it.
Didn't see you didn't say anything about, like, pasties.
Yeah, right?
Like, I don't know.
Fishnets.
It's like, God, I don't know where your mind is, woman, but I'm talking about if she wants to wear, like, flannel and a tutu, so be it.
Yeah. So, and that is kind of an interesting point, though, if you think about it, because why is it that when women say, I'm gonna wear whatever I want, our immediate reaction goes to, oh, that means she must, like, pose some kind of threat because she's going to be more revealing than I am, thus looking more sexually available. Like, what? Like, why is that? That is so silly to me. Like, if I wear whatever I want, like, I'm going to wear red lipstick and, you know, whatever. Like, that's not what that means.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I wear red lipstick, and I'm starting to gather your Southern accent, I think, and I'm really sorry I'm not doing it on purpose.
That's okay.
My sister is from the South, and I spend months there a lot, and then I come back, and I'm like, I'm not speaking, like, Pennsylvanian anymore. Sorry. But, like, I'll wear heels and my skinny jeans, and I like to have red lipstick because it makes me feel pretty. And, like, I change up my style all the time, so...
Yeah.
But I just don't see, like, any woman or any person really could be a target for rape.
Not that rape is funny, but
I just don't. And the whole feed, like, there was a part where people were sharing their stories, and she said something to the effect of. Well, feel free to dress like a tramp and see if you get raped. We can test this theory that you are all spewing out. And she said several times that the women who are posting in this feed and trying to, like, talk logically about it, she basically told them to go outside naked. I mean, see, she kept saying dress like a tramp, but I don't know what that means.
And what I would like to also say is that there were some photos exchanged. And can I just say that stereotypically, girlfriend does not look like a pastor's wife,
right?
Especially with the middle finger and the low cut top.
She took a picture of herself. Yeah, she took a picture of herself in the bathroom mirror, middle finger up, cleavage showing. And said something about haters.
Okay.
Something. I don't know.
Go and outside in that outfit, and if you get raped, like, tell me it was because of what you were wearing.
Yeah.
We should also say that she is apparently the wife of a pastor.
Which made my blood boil, by the way, because as the only, like, representative Christian, I was like,
I'm not entirely sure where she's going with that, because she also said that she doesn't understand why her and I aren't friends anymore. When in high school, she was an advocate atheist.
Oh, yeah. She used to scream at people about her atheism in high school. Like,
oh, that's adorable.
Why I'm just...
Yeah. I feel like I just need to be, like, best friends with her because we just make so much sense together.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
And
if you are the spouse of a church head, like... I'm not... church head. I feel like you should have a little more decorum and treat people with a little bit more respect.
I agree with that completely. Because as someone else, as someone in leadership,
lead by example.
My church, I went on after this whole thing kind of calmed down a little bit. And I was like, can I just apologize? Because this has absolutely nothing to do with religion. And I'm sorry that card was even thrown in there. Because this person does not even... But there was...
We know that you're not crazy.
Right, but for me, though, there were a lot of other people,
no matter if there's a religion behind
it. Even if it's subconscious, they're going, oh my gosh, one of them Christian bigots, sexist, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but dude, that's...
I know a lot of really awesome people who identify as Christian, and I know a lot of really shitty people who identify as atheists.
Yeah, and it just makes me really sad, though, because that card was never thrown in there by anybody else but her. I was just like... You totally just put me to shame. You are so disgraceful, in my opinion, now, because now someone who is reading this, if you're trying to, you know, show God's love, as she put, she's going to pray for us, all these heathens. And I'm like, girlfriend, I don't think we're worshiping the same God here, because my God, don't do all that.
Believe, but the Judeo-Christian God that I know would not be putting people down.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And
God is supposed to be forgiving and loving.
I don't think I was enraged at one point, because I'm like, this girl's just ignorant. She's just sad and ignorant. And then she put that, and I was like, oh no, girlfriend, you about to hit the back of the bus. I can't even I can't even deal with you right now.
Oh man. And it's funny, because she was trying to put out there, I am this educated person. It's like, yeah, you can be educated all you want. You can get all the book learning you want. but an ignorant person is going to be an ignorant person.
And it didn't really seem like she had much of the book learning either. Like,
no, girl, no.
No offense to her, I guess. But, like, she was, it was sort of obvious that she hadn't done much of the learning.
Yeah.
So.
And she's clearly also being ignorant by choice, you know, right. Like, yeah. Educate yourself, learn more about, you know, victim blaming and rape culture and whatnot. She's like, no, I'm not going to read that.
In a bit of a related but unrelated topic, too, in the thread, she was basically saying that none of you are as good as me mm-hmm. in education-wise because of what you do for a living.
Yeah,
because she was saying that, like, Kelsey is a server at Red Robin, which, by the way, Kelsey's not even a server at Red Robin, so learn what she fucking does for a living. I apparently work at PetSmart. I'm a dog groomer, so that makes me a dumbass. I'm not anymore, but whatever.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
And I was like, that is not who we are. That is how we make money. That is not our and educational even if you did, standpoint.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, somebody's job is not who they are. I am not defined as a human being as a dog groomer. That is one aspect of my life that, yeah, I absolutely fucking love. That is not who I am.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely not who I am.
And like, the thing I think she failed to realize or something, that like people have lives outside of their job, like I'm putting myself through school with this job, like other people, I mean, people have dreams, people have aspirations, people should feel no shame for what job they do.
Absolutely.
And I think it was just
as long
sort
as it's honest.
I feel
well, yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean,
as long as you're not ripping people off.
Right.
For a long time, I've been working here and there for a lot of things, and I ended up working with my parents cleaning houses, and I remember on few occasions people were like that. They looked at me like, oh, you're cleaning houses? And yes, and it's, I'm making somewhat of a living, but you know, I'm
someone
making money either way, and I think it's an honorable job either way.
Yeah, as long as you know you're doing it well.
Yes,
you know?
And I had a few friends actually that when I said that, I kind of said it in an embarrassed way, but she's like, "You're making money. That has nothing to do with anything," and it made me very happy that people, you know, thought that way. That was very honorable.
What else makes me, like, really frustrated about that whole situation is, regardless of what you do for a living, no matter how educated you are, to tell a victim or a former victim of what their situation should or should not have been is extremely disrespectful. And I hope to God that she never has to encounter that with her children.
Yeah.
Because because no one deserves that.
No.
And for someone who has gone through a lot of stuff and to be willing and open to share it with the world, and then to have people like that that are like, you know what, you deserve what came to you. Like, you don't know anything about me. You don't know that, like, you know, I'm in ministry now. Like, for you to tell me that, like, and to group me in and say, you know what, you're some sort of heathen and you probably dressed like that in order to deserve it. Like, where do you have a leg to stand on? Because you don't know me, you don't know my story, and you know, there's nothing in the world that I could have done to say, come hither. You know what I mean? Like, as a child, that it is what it is. And what really irritates me more than anything else is, it doesn't matter your education, it doesn't matter how smart you are, if you're freaking Jack Cousteau, like, head detective, I don't even, like, you do not have any leg to stand on when it comes to telling a victim what their story should or should not have been.
I agree with you.
Things are heavy in here.
Yeah, man.
You should have read it, Aislinn.
I'm not going to. I don't need that. The summaries
the picture,
are fine.
Though.
That picture was fantastic.
We are telling it. I honestly.
Can we post Kelsey's picture on the podcast?
Yeah. She was just.
I'll do it.
I love it so much. I was thinking about making that my screen, screen on my computer at work.
I was like, so and so with rape.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be a hashtag before we know it.
Well, she was posting all this stuff, basically challenging us to walk outside naked or something and see if we get raped. And I just was like, because it was like five comments after she had posted the picture of herself.
If I walk outside naked, the only people that are going to see me are my father-in-law and his brother.
So I was so mad. I was at work and I couldn't comment on anything. And I was like, that's all I had done the night before. And I was frustrated that I was at work. And so I went on break and I had my sports bra on. I took off my shirt and I like took pictures in the bushes. That's what happened.
Awesome. That's amazing.
Awesome. When I saw that, it just made me laugh so much. I couldn't stop laughing. My mom looked at me like, what are you even laughing about?
My mom actually got to read a lot of what was in it. And so did my, I guess it'd be my sister-in-law. I'll call her that. But yeah, my niece's mom, she posted in it too, and she got to read a lot of it. And they were both just like, what the hell is going on with all of this? Yeah, and even my sister-in-law had commented, like, yeah, like, this is my niece, like, this is my daughter, and if she wants to go out and wear whatever the hell she wants, she can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was just like, I love you!
It is not up to you or anyone else to control the action of another person.
Exactly.
And then Jeff's comment. This like the cold water challenge? Is $100 donated to a charity for every day you don't get raped? And then the next comment says, then after the charges are filed, you tag five of your Facebook friends to take the challenge next.
That was great.
I love that.
Oh, God.
I read it to my mom. And I read the whole thing. And then I told her, I comment on it too. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, that's good, because she's gone through things being a Hispanic woman in a place where, like I said before, the male is like the head, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she experienced things and I experienced things, and I think she was very proud of the people that were speaking against her and kind of, you know, talking for women that have gone through things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. She was very happy, actually.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, if I was in the position where, you know, I don't even know what kind of social networking will be around in, like, 20 years. But, you know, if my daughter is in there and just, you know, shutting people down who are... I'm sure rape culture will still be a thing at that point, but...
I think as long as there are humans, there will be rape culture, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and at one point, someone said that everybody can talk about it and stuff like that, but it won't do anything. But I think if people talk about it...
Yeah.
It's the first step.
Exactly. People have to talk about it, so you educate people.
Mm-hmm.
And by educating people, you change. Even one person's mind is something. You know, because they'll talk about it to their friends and be like, you know what? I used to think that way. I was wrong, and you're wrong, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, you know, the person I am now is not the same person I was, like, you know, 5-10 years ago. Like, my opinions and feelings on a lot of things have changed. I feel like I've grown as a person, and it's what people do, you hope.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or sometimes you don't, and then start Facebook arguments.
Yeah, right. You know, it happens.
And it's, like, this girl had said, like, we were friends in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of my best friends. There was an argument that happened where...
It's funny because you were, like, the uber Christian then, and she was the atheist, and now, like...
It's kind of switched a little bit, yeah. And not that I'm atheist. I don't really know what I believe in. But, like I said, we were friends, and there was a situation where I had gotten into an argument with another girl, and I ended up kicking the shit out of her.
It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Not proud of it, but I was very
bullied. You learned something.
I was very bullied in high school, and through that situation, I lost every single one of my friends. Except for, like, two people and Kelsey.
Two people and Kelsey.
Sorry. Okay, like, three people. It was literally three people. It was just you, her, and... Yeah. I'm not gonna mention names. But yeah, she stood up for me, and because I had lost all my friends, and it ended up being like a room full of like 14 students and the guidance counselor, like with this giant argument, and everybody was standing against me, and it was giant, like, It was an I Hate Ashley meeting, is what it was. Yeah. It really was.
It was myself and Ashley and this girl fighting for Ashley's right to live.
That's horrible.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
The girl, by the way, wasn't really hurt.
She's just missing a little bit of hair now. So
it'll grow back. It's fine.
She was a jerk, though. She was in my organic chemistry class, and she did a lot better than me, so I don't like her.
You guys had more than one kind of chemistry?
Let me give you a little rundown on organic chemistry. I worked on a poster for 4 months.
Oh.
And the teacher was there probably 2 days out of the week, because he was an older guy who just didn't care, so we had subs. And
I had
anyway.
Qualitative chemistry, and it was basically the same thing.
Oh, okay. I had a chemistry teacher. It was like all encompassing chemistry, and she was like, I feel like she had Asperger's. She was like super focused OCD. It was ridiculous, but
yeah,
it was a hard class.
But my chemistry teachers were awesome.
So, lucky.
She had stood up for me that one time when like nobody else could. So she thought that that's how she could bring it up in an argument that, hey, we
things
should
change.
Still be friends. And I'm
like,
we are not the same people.
Yeah.
So.
I talked to very few people that I was friends with in high school.
And it's not to say that this whole thing makes her a bad person per se.
No.
It's just that a lot of her views are really very
And it's one thing to like
flawed.
I think skewed.
She was cornered and I don't want to say attacked, but sort of attacked by a lot of people online. Yeah. And I want to try to give everybody the benefit of a doubt, because you don't know what you would do in the same situation. But I feel like she said a lot of what she said because she panicked, because like everybody was against her, and like
I don't know, she just seemed so
though,
cocky the whole time.
But to be fair though, she did try in the beginning, like to not be so aggressive. Except for when I look back on it, there was another person who was, in my opinion, trolling. I don't think he is an actual bona fide woman hater.
I know a lot of
that
people
is,
know him and agree that he is not a woman hater. He was just playing devil's advocate.
I should say that he also Facebook messaged me and was like, I was taking a shit and just had woken up that morning. So that's, I'm really sorry for everything that I had said, and here is what I was trying to say. And I was why didn't you say that?
He is a bit of an internet troll. He tries to be funny, and sometimes it comes off wrong. But he's a good guy.
The reason that I bring that up is because girlfriend actually like went and like liked his stuff where he was being like,
and then she goes,
oh my god,
marry like me. This particular
she thought he was serious.
And she was like, she yes did. All about this. I'm like, oh my word, here, let me read this. Okay, so am I allowed to mention people who don't like aren't awful?
We try not to mention names.
This one
I will
okay, so there is, I'll just keep it vague. Okay, so there was someone who basically got into it with this guy, and it was very just like, nah, 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 like very like teasing for sure. And even though it's the internet and you lose a lot of context, I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt. And so basically this all got like a little bit blown out of proportion. Someone got offended and said, your male privilege is showing, you might want to tuck that. And then this person said, your female weakness is showing, which is a huge rape target.
I thought this that girl, was kind of
yeah, this girl liked that post though. She liked it, and then that's when she started, because
I like, cringed when he put that. I cringed for him.
Yeah, because
like, I was like, oh god, he did not just put that.
Dude, you're gonna die.
Yeah, and honestly, I think the best thing that we did at that point was to ignore him and keep going.
Oh, absolutely.
So then at that point, I was like, whoa, 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 like calm down. Like, I don't think he's really like this like misogynist woman
hater. He's absolutely
just trying to troll you so hard, and he's winning. Just so you know, he's winning life right now, and you are getting very upset for no reason. So basically all that, and then that's when this person chimed in and said, marry me, and that was the beginning of her posts.
Yep.
And that's, I was just really like, funny. After all of the corresponding comments after that, then you decide to comment and be like, marry me, because that was the only time that she had like gotten involved with, and she liked his first comment. And I'm just like, girlfriend, you are about to get it. Because as soon as she did that, I was like, oh, man, it's going to hit the fan real quick.
One, isn't she already married?
Well, engaged.
Yes.
Engaged.
Oh. Oh, she does she have two children out of wedlock?
Yeah,
that's tell you the truth. Yes, she does. Yeah,
the reason her and I had had a falling... Me too. The reason her and I had had a falling out was because I had introduced her to her first baby daddy.
They're not even to the same father.
No, they're not the same father.
It's getting scandalous real quick in here, man.
I mean, not. I actually don't care.
Anyway, we were just out of high school.
Mine.
Sorry.
My beer, Kelsey.
I had introduced her because the boyfriend that I was dating at the time, his best friend was a great guy. And I was like, hey, meet so-and-so. You guys would probably get along. They met. First night that they met, she texted me the next morning and said, hey, we did it 14 times and only used a condom the first two. She got pregnant.
Clearly, because that's what happens when happens.
Blamed me. Me. It was my fault somehow.
14 times, I call shenanigans.
So do I. But
yeah,
anywho,
yeah, right?
Blamed me because I had introduced them.
How does that even make any kind of sense whatsoever?
And now she doesn't even talk to the guy, I don't think, because I don't really even talk to him either. Mm. So I have no clue. But
you're the one that decided to sleep with him. Nobody held a gun to your head and said, have sex with this guy right now.
But
and don't use
had,
a condom.
But if you had, then it would have been because of what she was wearing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. You know me, bringing it back around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, I feel like this is very pot calling the kettle black situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just like,
yeah.
I'm not at all judgmental of her, whatever her place in life is. If she has two kids to two different guys and neither of them is the guy she's marrying, fine. Whatever. That's, people do that.
This life. Yeah. It happens now.
But it's just like, for you to like,
judge other people.
Yeah, and to like dig up other people's dirty laundry. It's like we could be saying so much shit about you, but we're being the bigger person here and not.
I looked at her Facebook and I was like, there is so much ammunition here, but I'm not going to attack you personally.
You guys obviously know her, and she didn't, you guys didn't stoop low like she did dug up stuff about you guys, and you guys didn't. You were fine.
And there was, like, it's not everybody has dirt to dig up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when you've known them since ninth grade. Like, that's just how it works.
There's a lot of stuff that happens in sophomore year.
All of it happened in sophomore year.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
I usually think senior year, because you're like, screw this.
Remember, I had no friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I joke about it.
Yeah. That's good. You've gotten to that point.
I was the least popular person in high school.
I like you, so.
Aww.
Yeah.
See, I have friends now.
She's not exaggerating, just for frame of reference.
High school.
My English
she's
class.
She's like, no, she really was a loser, just so you know, everybody.
No, my English class had a meeting after her and this girl got into the fight. Our teacher asked us if we felt threatened by Ashley Dyer.
Oh, okay. What did you do? What, like, seriously?
Can we just talk about that for a second? How inappropriate that is to involve other students in a student-on-student conflict as a teacher and as an administrator?
I like,
awful.
Which teacher was it?
Angela.
I, like, imagine you, like, being the bad girl, like, smoking and, like...
No.
I don't know. Like, I imagine you being this
bad girl. I was equally as nerdy then as I am now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She was very opinionated, though. And I think that's what... I don't know. You were very opinionated, and she was very, like... free thinking compared to our little country bumpkin school.
I see.
And she was very able to voice these opinions. So I think that's why there was a lot of like tension.
I think I've gotten to be that person. Before I was a very shy person.
Right.
And slowly I was bullied in several emotionally mostly, not like I was bullied right out, right? And I think because of those situations and just moving to a place where there are no Hispanic people, I have gotten to be more myself and have spoken out against things. And I've been, I've talked in classes about racism. I've talked in classes about women racism because that exists. Yeah. You know, yeah. I am a woman and I've been discriminated against, and just because I'm a woman too, and being a Hispanic one. And I've talked in classes, I've talked to professors, and I've slowly become more opinionated and talked more, and I feel like a lot of times I have gotten the evil eye because of that.
It's tough. Like, I didn't talk barely at all in high school. Like, I was just really shy, and I'm really socially awkward, and I get nervous meeting new people, and I'm still like that. But when I was in high school, I would sit, like, I would have a book everywhere and never talk to anyone and just read, like, under my desk. That was my life. And then I went to college, and I started, like, I met like-minded people, and I started talking in my classes, and I got a lot of good feedback from my professors, and I think that gave me the, like, a small amount of confidence.
Post-high school is where, like, everybody thrives. Like, you get to meet such different people and people who like things that you do.
Yeah, you're not stuck with the same... How many people did we graduate with? 84 people.
Oh, gosh. Ooh, my class wasn't much bigger.
That's so tiny. I think it had like 400 people in my graduating class or something ridiculous like that.
Mine was just over 100.
A lot of people. I went to Lion Mountain.
Milton. Yeah, I represent.
I had a hard time in high school. But yeah, what happened basically was the girl was making fun of me that day, and we were in gym class, and I had had enough. So I saw her, like, coming out of the corner of my eye, so I elbowed her in the face.
Oh, wow.
And then, because I just saw black, because I have a temper problem.
Yeah.
I elbowed her in the face, and then, yeah, I elbowed her in the face, and then turned around, and she started screaming at me more, so I just grabbed a hold of her neck, and then I guess I pulled hair out and just started kicking her. And then the next thing I remember is the quarterback to the football team and the gym coach were trying to pull me off of her because I was holding on so tight.
Wow.
That's crazy. And then I got suspended for 3 days, and actually so did
that's
she.
It?
She got suspended too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But yeah.
It sucks, because even if you were, like, an unwilling participant in a fight, you still get suspended.
But, yeah, the only fight I'd ever been in. So, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I've never been in a fight.
But, like I said, I saw black. I literally saw, like, red, and then I just blacked out, and then I don't remember what happened, really. So, you know. I'm better at dealing with my anger now.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah. Casually move away from you.
I can't go any further.
I do have an anger problem, and at times I say things that I shouldn't say. But I've gotten to the point that I usually just separate myself and don't say anything, and I'm like, don't talk to me, don't say anything to me, just let it be for a little bit and then I'll be okay.
See, I can't do that. When I'm angry, I am at my most witty. And I can't stop saying things because it's
crying.
So clever.
So I usually just step away from everybody.
If I get to the point where I yell even a little, because I don't like yelling. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like it when people yell at me. I don't like yelling. I'll cry.
Yeah.
But if I'm at just the right edge of anger, I am one clever motherfucker.
I remember one time, and this is the one time I've only actually... Because, like I said before, I was a very quiet girl in high school, and one time I think it was just so much frustration from everything. This teacher said, it was a history teacher, and she said about Mexicans working, she said literally Mexicans too, which I
because that's what all Hispanic people are.
Thank you. Yes, and taking the jobs and whatnot, and or working. And I'm sorry, working. And this kid behind me said that they should all be deported because they are just taking our jobs, and they should just be taken out of here. And
did any of them realize that you were Mexican?
I'm brown. Come on. I'm noticeably brown. And I was just so fed up with everything. And I was so proud of myself because I turned around. He was right behind me. I turned around and I looked him straight in the eyes. And I go, we are supposedly taking your jobs because you're the ones that don't want to do those jobs.
Right. Yeah, like statistically, the jobs that are taken are low paying,
exactly,
off the books jobs.
Well, that's what I said. Not to drop any names, but the company around here that produces tomatoes.
Yeah. Okay.
I said that company, and I said, well, that company, if you have seen on the fields, the only people that are working there are Hispanic and not any people of white color.
Yeah.
And he didn't say anything, and he was so shocked. And I remember everybody actually applauded, and some people actually stood up for me. Yes, it was a very proud moment.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
One thing that at one point I really felt like I needed to make today was back to the whole thing about Grethel brought up the point that someone said that it wasn't productive to have a conversation about it on Facebook rather than which I have my own soapbox for internet activists, as I like to call them, people who literally do nothing except for talk about things on the internet.
It's called slacktivism.
Yes, that I love that. So.
It's a common internet term. Okay. I wish I could say I coined that.
I don't know.
Okay.
So I don't internet.
One thing that makes me really kind of irritated though is that the thing that needs to happen that is proactive is the administration totally failed her, just like they failed me.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been the make or break situation for her. That could have been her empowering moment, or unfortunately it was her embarrassing, humiliating experience, just like mine was.
Yeah.
And I think that is the biggest point that I want to drive home. If I ever find out that something similar happens in a school that my children are in, I will rip them out of there so fast.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there actually was a situation very similar in nature but different in the details that happened at a school locally. Which is exactly the reason that I will never send my children there and give them my money. Because, Cody and I, my husband, and I both believe that we're going to be pretty financially successful. And so wherever we invest our money in our kids' lives, basically, whoever we trust with our children, they better have it together. Because otherwise, there will be huge consequences, because I will not tolerate that. And I think if enough parents said, you totally dropped the ball on this, Mr. Principal or whoever, that is the part that I'm the most not okay with, because children are a product of their parents and a product of their circumstances. So are the boys, they do have some culpability in this, but the administration is the biggest offender in this entire situation, as well as the parents of the boys. So I don't know what that conversation was like over dinner at that little boy's house, but I can almost guarantee if he was in a place to do that in the first place, it probably wasn't what I would have wanted it to be, which was, you're never seeing the light of day ever again, because that's absolutely disgraceful, because that's what it would be at my house. Aww. It makes me really sad that it's the administration that had the power to change that situation and make it a victory for her, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And even if it's not true, that stuff happens all the time. I know. Absolutely. Because it happens to me.
Yeah.
So it has happened, that is the biggest issue that I have with this whole thing, is the administration totally just blamed her, did not take her feelings or her fear for her safety or anything like that into a real account. They didn't validate her feelings. And, you know, I got a lot of that. Oh, because she was a girl, she blew it way out of proportion. Girls are emotional. Teenage girls are, you know, exaggerating and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, there are facts. There are actions that happen. He put his hands on her, which in my book, she should have knocked him out. because there is at that point if someone
raised
invades
your hand,
oh yeah,
he was gonna raise his hand.
Luckily,
at her.
in my school there was a good situation that happened when a guy, I was standing in the gym and. Okay, so my graduating class had somewhere between, like, 300 people or something in it, 300, 400 people, whatever. There was a lot of people in that school. There were over 2,600 students. So we were all gathered into this gym, and in the freshman section, we saw someone, a black male, take a swing, and it hit a girl. Now, we don't, from what the seniors could see, there wasn't a whole lot of definition of was it an accident, did he hit her on purpose, whatever, but about 50 students charged that individual and were about to kill him. So in that situation, that was a victory in my opinion, because in my school I feel confident that the boy who raised his hand to the girl probably would have gotten knocked out by someone else other than her first. However, the fact that she had to stand alone in that situation is really sad to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think my situation, I was the only one there to defend myself. So I couldn't, you know, I couldn't blame anybody else for not stepping in or whatever. But that also makes me really sad is that the other students didn't step in and change something. So the administration, like, they totally dropped the ball, but as well as students, I would hope that we would breed a sense of community in them to protect their own, regardless of their social status or whatever. That's not okay.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right.
Real quick before we wrap it up, I wanted to share a story that I read recently. It was a mother of a child who was in the life skills program at their school. Came home very upset one day because they were learning in their class. The daughter was like a high functioning, could live on her own someday, student, and they were learning about, you know, how to take care of yourself, personal grooming. And this girl and her mother, like, she had talked to her mother, she had made the decision. She's like, I don't really want to shave. Like, it's you know, it's my choice. It doesn't bother me. I'm not going to shave. And the mom was like, okay, that's fine. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. The teacher forcefully in front of the class shaved the handicapped girl's underarms.
Oh my goodness.
Barely got a suspension for it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, once again, the administration fails another student. Now, things could have changed since this, like, blew up on the internet. It could be, like, this teacher has been fired or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she should lose her job, but she like, did not apologize. She refused to apologize for doing this. It's like, no, this is what we do. This is what we teach to children. It's like, would you have pulled up a male in the class and forcefully shaved his underarms as well, or was it just because it was a female student?
Right. I don't know. I have very little faith in the public school system.
Oh, me too.
I want to have children someday, and I honestly don't know what the right course of action is, because I don't want them to be abused or,
humiliated
in any sort of way, and that's not even saying that that's the majority of children that happens to, but even if it's just a slim minority,
the chance that it could happen and that nothing will be done.
And the fact that you don't have control over that, like, the girl's mother didn't have control over that.
And I mean, that shit happens in private schools too. Right. I mean, the only, you know, air quotes, safe road is homeschooling, but that a lot of kids don't take well to that. Yes. Like, some kids turn out socially stunted.
One thing that is really, kind of troubling is that the school system didn't get that way on its own. It comes from a lot of teachers who are a lot of parents and teachers who have made it really sucky for everybody else.
Right.
So, like, the teachers, I feel like they have to band together, because otherwise the parents will rip them to shreds, which is so sad to me, because when I was a kid, if I got in trouble at school, I got in trouble at home.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't right. my child's in completely okay. I mean, obviously in a situation like that, it's totally different. But if I cussed out my teacher, which actually happened once, my mom flipped out. I mean, flipped out. And I got in more trouble at home than I did at school because mm-hmm. my parents were sane, normal people who wanted their children to grow up with respect and honor for the people mm-hmm. in charge of them. And I think it's really... It's going to take a lot of work on both sides to remedy the school system the way yeah. that it is right now, because we've totally just
it didn't get that way overnight.
No. Yeah, right. It's not gonna get fixed overnight. I actually wanted to share a quick story before anything else happened. I remember because I was just talking to my mom about it not that long ago, and she was completely stunned that this actually happened to me. I was in second grade, and this was back in Texas. We used to live in Texas. And I remember that everybody used to be scared of this teacher, and by some chance I got him. And what he used to be to this day, now that I'm older, I'm 25 now, and I told my mom, and she was in total shock, and I was in total shock too, that I actually didn't say anything. But this teacher would get a yardstick, and every time he would walk around mm-hmm. every row. And if you did anything that looked, quote, wrong, or that you answered something wrong, or you were misbehaving in some sort of way, he would get the yardstick. And if it landed on your fingers, he would get your fingers and hit you with the yardstick. Oof. He would be in the chalkboard. And if he saw if you were misbehaving, he would grab a piece of chalk and fling it at you. And and to this day, I think, how did I never say anything?
That's when terrible.
I was, and I think it was because everybody was so afraid to actually say mm-hmm. anything, because they were just so scared. And it makes me think that, like you guys were saying, that the education system is so wrong. And it is. I've experienced it firsthand. And it is. I think we need to speak out more. And we should tell our children that if they see something wrong, they should speak up and tell the parents.
Yeah.
Like, I've had teachers that have flat out changed my life. Like, such amazing teachers. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to speak out against, like, everybody.
Yeah,
exactly.
The awful teachers are not in the majority, for sure.
Right, exactly. But I did have some awful teachers, too.
Oh, yeah.
Not to that degree of awful. That's just insane.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know. It's just... The idea that the school system could fail someone that deeply mm-hmm. and that much in the case of this girl and that story is just baffling to me. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how that could have happened.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will change the world a little bit.
Yeah. If it educates at least one person, we've done something good.
Exactly. Exactly. So. I hope so.
Well... We've pushed it over an hour, which is, it's fine, whatever. Yeah, we do okay. that sometimes.
I have to pee so bad.
We got into a serious thing, but ladies, it has been a pleasure. Yeah, we will definitely have both of you back.
We would love for inviting us.
This has been great.
Thank you for inviting me. I was very happy and very nervous because I have never done this. Thank you very much.
It's easy.
Yes.
We just sit around and talk to each other, but there's like this equipment in front of us.
Normally, we don't even have this much of a topic.
Oh, God. Seriously, we're awful.
And we're all really bad at small talk, so it's just the worst ever.
So how were you?
And that awkward silence. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks
and
thank you for listening, listeners.
Yeah, we will talk at you all next week when we will have the your favorite what do I want to say? Occasional co-host Bill will be here next week, and a brand new guest, Ethan.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.